just rock and roll, yeah.
What a great lead-in, I think. Good morning, yes.
Good morning, everyone.
Yes, you are listening to LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Welcome to LIU Post Homecoming Weekend 2019.
I can't believe 2019. Another year has gone by. Another year, we're here. You're listening to us. Hopefully listening to us, right?
Yes, you can stream us everywhere. We got WCWP.org. You can search for the station on TuneIn. We even have our own app.
We have an app?
Absolutely we do.
We're in the 21st century.
Yes, or should I say absolutely? Yes, these are the jokes, folks. Of course, it's Jamie and Sarah. Homecoming weekend 2019 here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Let us kick it off in style. One of our favorites from Zebrahead. This is
absolutely
Hello Tomorrow on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Hello tomorrow and goodbye to yesterday.
Off their severely underrated, in my opinion, album Day and Age, The Killers with Spaceman on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, Homecoming 2019 with the ladies of Prison Break Radio, Sarah and Jamie.
Woohoo! The lovely ladies.
Yes, the lovely ladies of Prison Break
so
Radio.
Myself, I do declare.
We always have fun every time we do this. We look forward to it. I mean, the amount of planning and the logistics that go into planning an air shift like this, it's mind-boggling.
I mean, you know, we go through and rack our brains for like 6 months thinking about what we might want to play.
Yeah, I mean, the emails alone,
back and forth
and the group. Let's say just Google documents. They're our friends.
That's true. All right. Not really 6 months. More like, you know, a week and a half.
But I assure you, this is the highest quality programming.
Lots of planning. Lots
absolutely
of planning. Absolutely. And thought goes into what songs we play
because we both have similar tastes, so we don't want to pick the same songs. I mean, great minds think alike, but
that's very true. So we try to make sure we don't pick, you know, we have different artists for you, nice variety.
Oh, yeah, we keep it fresh.
You know, little mix of what we used to play with some things that we didn't play when we were here, but kind of would have worked in the format of Prison Break Radio back in the day. So speaking of oldie but goodie, here is Lucky Boys Confusion, one of my favorite bands of all time, with Boss Man.
Your gravity is strong, it's now or never. These painted lines go on, this road forever.
The Interrupters with Gave You Everything, Homecoming Weekend 2019. The lovely ladies of Prison Break Radio, Sarah and Jamie on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm really excited because The Interrupters are going to be opening on the Hella Mega Tour, that tour with Green Day and Fall Out Boy and Weezer that's coming to Citi Field next summer.
Okay, so you're telling me I'm going to have no money because it's going to be spent on this concert.
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay, just making sure. funny story. Green Day is the best concert I never went to.
Oh, gosh.
But
you know what? At least this time, there's a chance we'll be able to go. Yes.
Very, very, very funny story. Really quick. I had tickets with some friends to see Green Day, and it required us to drive a distance, and the car kind of puttered out on the way up, and by the time we finally made it to our destination, the concert was letting out. So we were very sad by this and said, despite all that, you know, we had fun as road trips go, and so it's the best concert I never went to. But maybe this time will be the best concert I did go to.
Yes.
That would
if we want to go, maybe we'll take Uber.
Yeah, I think so.
or the train.
and then I don't have to worry about not getting there.
Exactly.
Puttered out the car.
So Sarah and I were talking while we were listening to The Interrupters, and one of our favorite bands is Tsunami Bomb, and we thought that they had broken up. That was it. There's no more.
Yeah, but, like very fight.
Yeah, like very like everyone at each other's heads
fights,
and everything.
And
but
they're gone. But
yeah, but
whatever.
just recently, I read an article saying they're going to be releasing their first new album in, get this, 15 years. I thought 13 years was long enough to wait between Tool albums. I mean, I'm not a Tool fan, but I know some people are. 13 years, but 15 years.
15 years. Because I remember, I mean, the song we're going to play next from Tsunami Bob, I think was on their last album, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah, the Definitive Act, I believe.
Yeah. I believe so. So let's get right down to it. Tsunami Bomb, Dawn on a Funeral Day.
Ah, so good.
Woohoo!
Suburban Legends with the theme to DuckTales. And of course, we're all getting ready for the launch of Disney Plus on November 12th.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I signed up like as soon as I could. As soon as I could, I signed up and I, looking at the list, there are movies on there that I remember watching on the Disney Channel back in the day. And I'm like, wow, these movies still exist.
Now, I was trying to have a look at the list, but there's so much going to there on launch day. But very glaring omission, where is Mouser-size? No Mouser-size, no kids, size. No Kids Incorporated.
No, but Kids Incorporated
was Kids Incorporated. No, it aired on the Disney Channel. I don't know if that was a Disney property. Came from a Disney concern.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up and see what happens.
Yeah, my sister and I are steamed.
I mean, seriously.
Mouser-size though. I had the record.
I could, you know, just start my morning with Mouser-size and get into an exercise routine.
Yes, with Mickey and Minnie and Donald and that woman. I forgot what that woman's name was. The host. She was always very lively and,
and
it was so good.
For those of you who don't know Mouser-size, you're missing out.
Yeah, but we're that old. We know Mouser-size.
Think 80s exercise videos like Jane Fonda and all
that.
Yeah,
back when the exercise craze
with Mickey Mouse
really
it.
Hit its peak.
But with Mickey Mouse doing it. So it's exactly what you're thinking it is.
But yeah, so you can find clips of it on YouTube or Dailymotion or what have you. But we're getting ready for the launch of Disney Plus, and this year marks the 30th anniversary of The Little Mermaid, which basically ushered in, like, what would you call it? The Silver Age or the Golden Age of Disney animated
movies?
The Golden Age. Yeah, because there was like Beauty, there was Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and Lion King.
Yep, all of that happened at the same time, and it came at a time when Disney really needed it. So
yes,
there's a cool documentary. It used to be on Netflix. I'm not sure it's there anymore though. It's called Waking Sleeping Beauty or something like that.
Okay,
and it talks about, you know, that whole transition into the Golden Age of Disney, or that era of Disney.
Yes, and in a couple of weeks, I think on November 5th, the ABC is going to be doing The Little Mermaid live.
Yes. With Moana.
Yes, with Moana and Uncle Jesse.
And Uncle Jesse. So
and Shaggy.
and Queen Latifah as Ursula. So
oh, that's going to be great. And they're also making the separate live action movie. Well, yeah, the live action movie as well.
Yeah.
Like the non-animated.
That's with... I want to say her name is...
Chloe and Haley?
Yeah.
One of those two. I forget.
Haley Berry, right? Not Haley Berry,
Not the actress. Not Halle Berry.
Not Halle Berry, but Haley Berry.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yes, well...
That's how I remember it.
Yes, but what better way to celebrate the 30th anniversary of The Little Mermaid than with this track from D Metal Stars? If you're not aware of this album, you can definitely check it out either on YouTube or on Spotify. I think late 2016, a group of artists who have performed with metal bands like Yngwie Malmsteen and Dokken and Ozzy, they got together and they recorded this album of Disney songs. It was released in Japan first, and then they brought it to the United States. I only knew about it maybe in spring of 17, and every track on it is so, so, so good. So this is the D Metal Stars with Under the Sea on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.